This is episode 1721. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, midweek, as we continue with our series all about friendship. And in today's episode, you're going to discover a meditation technique that will give you clarity. And sometimes that's what good friends do, is they provide clarity. And we hope we also provide some clarity for them as well, that it's a mutual exchange of insight into troubles you may be experiencing or insecurities you may have. Good friends can prop you up when you need it most. So the meditation technique you'll be discovering is called the Vajra Mudra, and this is a way you position your hands that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. Chakras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. And this is a very simple mudra to do. You can always take a look on the Sip and Om Facebook page to see how the mudra is done. This is a pretty simple mudra to do, so I'll guide you through it now. Remember, you don't have to do the mudra, but this is a fun way to enhance your meditation ritual. Mudras are dynamic, and you can do them whether you're meditating or not. So on or off your meditation cushion or chair, you can do a mudra. As I mentioned, the Vajra Mudra is to help you focus your energy and also to provide you some clarity. So as you do this mudra, you're going to intertwine your fingers together, clasp them in front of you at your navel, or even as they're resting on your lap. And then as your fingers are intertwined, you're going to stretch up your index fingers, and they'll be touching each other. And that's it. Your thumbs, you'll notice, will be crossed. Cross your left thumb over your right thumb. This is for focused energy, which provides you with clarity. Bring to mind the friends you have, your friendships. These are the people who perhaps influence you the most, perhaps even more so than your family or loved ones, such as spouses and romantic partners or your children. And consider what kind of friends you spend most of your time with. You may have met some new acquaintances, and so you're developing new friendships, but you may have some friendships that might even be harmful. C.S. Lewis, in his book, The Four Loves, explains how friends are often grouped according to common interests or common values or goals. A gang is a group of like-minded people who could have the same intent to harm others or to exclude others. Sometimes friendships are based on exclusion. So this is what C.S. Lewis has to say. Everyone who is not in the circle must be shown that he is not in it. Indeed, the friendship may be about almost nothing except the fact that it excludes. In speaking to an outsider, each member of it delights to mention the others by their names, so that they do a type of name dropping. You may be familiar with this. He also goes on to say that we can thus detect the pride of friendship, whether Olympian, titanic, or merely vulgar. in many circles of friends. It would be rash to assume that our own is safe from its danger. For of course, it is in our own that we should be slowest to recognize it. The danger of such pride is indeed almost inseparable from friendly love. Friendship must exclude. From the innocent and necessary act of excluding to the spirit of exclusiveness is an easy step, and thence to the degrading pleasure of exclusiveness. If that is once admitted, the downward slope will grow rapidly steeper. We may never perhaps become titans or plain cads. We might become, which is in some ways worse, souls. The common vision which first brought us together may fade quite away. We shall be a little self-elected and therefore absurd aristocracy, basking in the moonshine of our collective self-approval. Today's meditation technique, the Vajra Mudra, may help to provide a little clarity as you consider the kinds of friends you have in your life and the circle of friends you are involved with. I remember a couple years ago, I used to meet about once a month with a group of ladies, and we would go out to lunch. And I just didn't enjoy going to these lunches because they were based on gossip and that exclusiveness that C.S. Lewis talks about. But I felt like, oh, I should broaden my circle and get to know other people. And these ladies were funny and fun, and I would catch up on some gossip. But I would leave those lunches feeling down, almost feeling kind of like I needed to brush myself off, because it just wasn't constructive whenever we would meet. And we stopped meeting and having lunch together. I think they still may meet occasionally, but I feel so much better not being a part of that circle. And I remember feeling like, well, I don't want to judge them. You know, they have feelings and thoughts, and they're just expressing themselves whenever they would be talking about other people. And then it just became a sort of denial I got hooked into. And I started gossiping myself. And I finally came to the realization that this group, this circle of false friends, was not enhancing my life. In fact, it was dragging me away from my true values. So I'm happy to say I no longer meet those women for lunch, but you may have your own circle of buddies, maybe your beer or wine buddies, or your friends who you meet around the water cooler at work, whatever it may be. Just take note of how you're interacting with your friends, and today's mudra can help to give you that clarity. I also noticed that at different gyms that I joined, I noticed there were many cliques there, and I got involved in a few, and it was the same downward spiral. So just pay close attention and try to meet with groups that lift you up. It's better to be off on your own than to be hooked into these false friends. What you will notice is that when you intentionally, consciously choose to be a part of or to refrain from different groups or different things or activities that you become involved with, you begin to live your life on that level that truly represents your beautiful qualities. And it is a choice. It is deciding whether or not you are going to allow yourself to continue hanging on to bad habits, negative thoughts, and so forth, or whether you're going to open yourself up to something new and something that supports you in a much better way. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, as always, the full guided meditations where you can meditate for up to half an hour, you can choose however long you want to meditate, those are on my Sip and Om meditation app. It's a library of over 1,700 guided meditations, and each series comes with its own journal for the week with a daily reflection question customized for the week's topic. So you get a friendship journal this week, as well as a friendship slow down guide with all the techniques for the week laid out nicely for you. So you have a course of action for the whole week with your slow down guide. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app 2 weeks, free access to the whole app, not just a part of it, but to the full app. And now, as you get ready to meditate, you may be holding your hands in the Vajra Mudra, or you may be just calming your mind and your body. And bring to mind someone who you feel represents a true friend. Someone who honors you and how you feel about your life and who you want to be. Bring this friend to mind. You may not have a friend like that. And if so, honor yourself for those qualities. Now bring to mind maybe some friends or connections you have that don't support you, or you feel low or downcast after you spend time with this group. Maybe it's even just one person. Bring this group of people or one person to mind. And notice how you feel right away in your body. You may feel a tightness or tension, or you may feel your heart sink or your stomach sink. And gently wish them well, thank them for the lessons you have learned, and send them on their way. You may feel peace as you do so, and feel yourself open up to something new. Continue your meditation and know you are so worth slowing down for.